Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Young Israel of Woodmere Thursday morning shiur. I hope everyone is well. You must have a handout from the Bima. We are going to be continuing our learning of last week. Last week's parsha in Chutz La'aretz, Parshas Naso, had the Birka Kohanim, the special blessings of the Kohanim. They end with V'yaseim Lecha Shalom. We are in Medrash Rabbah to last week's parsha on the priestly blessings, the Birkas Kohanim. So just calendar announcement, please. Everybody, since we're already in June, on the secular calendar, today is June the 8th. The last shiur before we break, before the summer, here is June 22nd. So there's shiur today, obviously, because we're here. Then there's shiur June 15th and June 22nd. That's the last class. Then we resume July the 6th, and then there's always a six-week summer session, okay? So there's June 15th, June 22nd, no shiur June 29th. Then the summer session begins on July 6th and will run for 6 weeks. And it ends early this year, which is August the 10th. I have time to remind you of that. I'm just really telling you the June schedule, but Ezra Hashem. Okay, fine. So 2 weeks after today, two more classes after today before we take a little break. Okay, so what we are doing is speaking about the topic of Shalom, the topic of peace, because the Birka Kohanim ends with V'yaseim Lecha Shalom, and Hashem will bless you with peace. And Chazal clearly are very taken by the chashivus and the importance of the blessing and the vehicle and the vessel of peace. So we began last time, the handouts are on the bima, and we're not doing what we did last time, of course. We began by explaining the Birka Kohanim. We went to Sefer Vayikra Bechukosai, and we saw the same idea of an Asalti Shalom Ba'aretz, and Rashi tells us to Bechukosai, Im Ein Shalom Ein Klum, which we spoke about last time. We spoke about Rav Gershon Edelstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, Zechusi Yagin Aleinu. And then we are in the middle of Medrash Bamidbar Rabbah on the Pasuk, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yaseim Lecha Shalom. So where are we up to? We're Medrash Bamidbar Rabbah. We did the first two big paragraphs, and I marked specifically where we are up to. So we are up to the words Gadol HaShalom. I have my own notes, so it doesn't exactly correspond to yours, so I don't know exactly where we're up to on your notes. Which page? So I could tell you. Page 2? Hold on. Can I see you for 1 second? So we're on page 2 of your handout, and it's the last full paragraph. Right? Is that correct? The last, yeah. Okay, so we're up to page 2, the last full paragraph on page 2. We're not reviewing what we did last time. If you missed what we did last time, then you could go on to YU Torah. I recommend you do go on to YU Torah, and you should listen to part 1 as well. If you weren't here, it's okay. You could still benefit from today's shiur, even if you weren't here last time. Okay, so let us go. Gadol HaShalom. So the Medrash is talking about it. It sounds like the Medrash is so repetitive. How many ways and how many sources could Chazal come up with to tell you how great is Shalom? Apparently, many ways to tell you how great is Shalom is because it is so important to our essence as Ovdei Hashem, and it is so important to our essence as a Kehillah, and it is so important to Eretz Yisrael. So here we go. Page 2, last paragraph. Gadol HaShalom. How great is Shalom? Shenitan Schar HaTorah V'Hamitzvos. Through, and this is interesting, this is a quote from Bechukosai, which we began with last time. Okay? Vayikra Chavav, where we began last time. Gadol HaShalom, how great is Shalom? Shenitan Schar Torah V'Mitzvos. That Shalom is the reward for keeping Torah and Mitzvos. How do we know? So what is the reward for keeping Torah and Mitzvos? $1 million? Is it pearls and gems and rubies? Is the reward for keeping Torah and Mitzvos a vacation home, a fancy yacht, a fancy car? What is the reward for keeping Torah and Mitzvos? Shalom. How do you know? Shenamar, like the Pasuk says, V'nasati Shalom Ba'aretz. So what I want you to do is turn back to page 1 for a minute and see what here the Medrash is referring to. The Medrash is referring to Vayikra Chaf Vav, which you have on your handle, because that's where we began last time. In Bechukosai Teilechu, if you go in my statutes, Ves Mitzvosai Tishmaru, and you guard my mitzvos, and you shall do them. So in other words, Rashi says there, what does it mean in Bechukosai Teilechu? To you, Ameilim B'Torah. If you toil in Torah. So the passage begins with, if you go on my chukim and my mitzvos, goes, and you guard them and you do them, I will reward you. So Hashem is saying, I will reward you for toiling in Torah and keeping Torah and mitzvos. What is the reward? So the Midrash says, V'nasati shalom ba'aretz. The last pasuk you have there in the excerpt from Vayikra 26, which is B'chukosai, V'nasati shalom ba'aretz. So our Midrash is telling us that peace in the land is the reward for keeping Torah and mitzvos. So when a person is amel, when a person toils in Torah and mitzvos, the Midrash is saying, Gadol HaShalom, go back to your Midrash, page 2, final paragraph on the page, Gadol HaShalom, Shaniten Schar HaTorah VaMitzvos, Shanemar V'nasati Shalom Baretz, Imbuchu Kosei Teleichu, if you are Amel in Torah, V'etz Mitzvos HaTishmru V'asisem Osam, V'nasati Shalom Baretz. So a person who is involved in a life in Torah Mitzvos will be blessed with the reward of Shalom. Furthermore, says the Medrash, Gadol HaShalom, Shanitan L'Ohavei Torah. How great is Shalom? It has been given to those who love Torah. So not only those who keep the Torah and mitzvos, Ushmartem es mitzvos ay v'asisem oso, is to guard and to do the mitzvos, but you shouldn't just do the mitzvos because it's a checklist. You shouldn't just do it by rote. You should love Torah. You should love learning. You should love the mitzvos. You should love opportunities to bring yourself closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam through Torah mitzvos. And that's what the Midrash says. Gadol HaShalom, Shanitan L'Ohavei Torah. Shalom is so great. It is given as a reward to those who love Torah. Shenemar, like the pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, which is the longest kapitel of Tehillim. It goes through all the letters of the Aleph Beis with 8 psukim for each letter of the Aleph. Beis Shalom Rav Lo Ohavei Sorasecha. Because the pasuk says in letter Shin of Kuf Yutes of Tehillim, Shalom Rav, there is abundant peace to who? Lo Ohavei Sorasecha. To those who love Torah. Continues the Midrash, Gadol HaShalom, how great is Shalom, Shanitan L'Lomdei Torah. It is given not only those who keep the mitzvos, Ushmartem es mitzvosai v'asisem osam, that's Vayikra 26. Not only is it given to those who love the Torah, but it's also given to those who learn Torah, L'Lomdei Torah, Shenemar, like the Pasuk says in Yishayah, V'chol Banayich Limudei Hashem, all of your children are students of Hashem, V'rav Shalom, and there is abundant peace to your children. And who are these Limudei Hashem? Those who sit by the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and learn His Torah, the Lomdei Torah, will be blessed with abundant Shalom. Gadol HaShalom, the Midrash is not finished. The Midrash still wants to tell you how great Shalom is. It goes to all these categories of people. It goes to those who guard the mitzvos and do them. It goes to those who love mitzvos. It goes to those who learn Torah. And now we're not finished, Sheikh Chazal. Gadol HaShalom, Shenitan La'osei Tzedakah. How great is peace? It is given to those who give charity, Shenema. And what you see what the Midrash is doing, the Midrash is quoting different psukim from Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, to prove to you that what they are teaching you is emes. The Chazal are bringing you sources from the Chof Dalet, Sifrei Tanakh, to show you how great is Shalom. Gadol HaShalom, Shenitan La'otzei Tzedakah. How great is Shalom? It was given to those who give Tzedakah, Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Yishayahu, V'haya Maaseh HaTzedakah, Shalom. It will be the deed of giving tzedakah. The act of giving tzedakah will lead to peace. Not only that, not only Bichu Kosai is it given to those who do and guard the mitzvos, not only is it given to those who love the Torah, not only is it given to those who learn Torah, not only is it given to those who give tzedakah, but furthermore, Gadol HaShalom, how do you know? And this, the Midrash quotes is here. This is also quoted in Maseches. 1 second. Mistake. Mistake. The following teaching is also quoted. I just want to move my paper clip so it doesn't happen. This is also quoted in Maseches Shabbos Yod Amud Beis, like you're going to see in the footnote. So the Gemara in Shabbos 10b tells us the same thing. What is the Midrash now going to tell us? Gadol HaShalom, how great is Shalom? Sheshmo shel makom karui Shalom. How great is Shalom? Hashem took it, so to speak, as one of the appellations of His name. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's the Adon HaOlam, Tzur HaOlamim, there's the Yod, the Hey, the Vav, then Hey, there's Shakai, there's Hashem Tzavakos, one of the names of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's how important, the essence of God, the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have a mitzvah, V'halachta B'drachav, Maseches Shabbos, Sota 14a and Shabbos 133b, we have an explicit command, Mahu af Ata, to go in the ways of Hashem. The essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam is Shalom. God Hashem Sheshmo Shemakom Karui Shalom. How great is Shalom? The name of the Ribbono Shel Olam is called Shalom. Shenemar, like the pasuk says from Shoftim, Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom. You could see on the handout, I gave it to you in your footnote. You see where it says Masecha Shabbos 10b? Yeah, on your footnote. Hello? Shabbos Yud Amud Beis, you could see there as well what the Gemara says. The Gemara says there, Asur lo Adam sheyitein shalom lechaveru beveis hamerchatz. You're not allowed to say to your friend in the bathhouse, Shalom Aleichem. Why are you not allowed to say to your friend in the bathhouse, Shalom Aleichem? Why not? Because the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that because what you're saying is saying Shame Hashem in the bathhouse. I didn't say Shame Hashem, but people are unclothed or people are going to take a bath. It's not a place where we're covered. So if we're not a place where you're covered, you're in the bathroom, you're in the bathtub, you're in the shower, so you're not allowed to say Hashem's name. I only said Shalom Aleichem. No, the Gemara says, and the Medrash here says it as well, the word Shalom is one of the names of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's very interesting. I remember speaking to someone a few years ago who has a child named Shalom, and she said, you know, a son named Shalom, and sometimes you get like towels with the name, with the baby's name on the hood. So she said, I don't remember what she said. I'm not a Rav. I don't have a child named Shalom. Ask a Shaila. But I do remember she specifically said it's not so pasha to take the towel into the bathroom. I remember who it was and I remember what she told me. You could ask your rabbi, but it's not so pasha to take the towel into the bathroom because it says Shalom. You can't take something that says Yud, then Hey, then Vav, then Hey into the bathroom. Why not? Can't take something that says Shem Elokeinu into the bathroom. Why? Because it's the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara says explicitly, I knew that Gemara, but I didn't know it was in the Medrash. It's in the Medrash here as well. The Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. So if it's one of the names of Hashem, how could you take Shem Hashem into the base Merchatz? The Gemara says specifically, you're not allowed to. So it's just something very interesting to keep in mind. If you have a child named Shalom, or you want to buy a towel for somebody who has the name Shalom, maybe not such a good idea. Get them a towel with a different name. Okay, so I gave you the Gemara here. You can see what Rashi says on the Gemara. But Lemaisa, that's how important Shalom is. Hashem chose it as one of his names. The Medrash is not finished. The Medrash is not finished. Gadol HaShalom Shedarei Elyonim Tzrichim Shalom. Now remember last time we ended class by saying, and when we come up to the Beis Din Shalmala, you remember, it was frightening, there will be three classes or three categories of malachim that take us into the heavenly convocation for the judgment, and they will determine if we lived a life of shalom, if we were people of shalom, and that's how they will introduce us to the judge of all judges, Melech Malchei Melachim, the Dayan HaEmes. So we saw that that was the last thing we did from the Medrash last time. Not only is Shalom necessary for us and are absolutely necessary. If a person does not have Shalom, we've already seen the sources, it's like they have nothing. They will be tortured inside, tortured outside, emotionally torn up. A person cannot live without the Menuchas HaNefesh that comes with the blessing of peace. But not only is it necessary in this world, we already saw last time that it's going to follow us into the next world. And now the Medrash teaches us likewise, Gadol HaShalom, Shedarei Elyonim Tzrichim Shalom. Not only do human beings need Shalom, Darei Elyonim, those who dwell in the upper realms also need Shalom. How do we know? Like the Pasuk says, Osa Shalom Bimramav. That's a pasuk that we say all the time. Davening, benching, he makes peace in the heights. Rome is above. So you see that the Darei Elyonim, even those who dwell above, the Malachi Shareis, the Malachi Hashem Tzvakos, those who dwell above, they also need peace. How does the Medrash know that? Because the pasuk says, Osa Shalom Bimramav. So all worlds and all elements of existence, whether it's this world or the next world, require peace. Bahari Dvarim Kal V'chomer. And the Medrash says, and this comes to teach you, how much more so? Uma, and I bolded this for you. Uma im b'makom she'ein eva v'sina tzrichim shalom. The Medrash has just told you that in heaven they need peace. Malachim don't have a Yetzer Hara. They also don't have a Yetzer Tov. They're created to do a specific tafkid, and that's all they can do. They don't feel things. They're not human beings. And the Medrash says, Uma im makom she'ein eva v'sina tzrichim shalom. In a place where there's no enmity, in a place where there's no hatred, they need peace. Kal v'chomer l'makom she'yesh b'kol amidos halalu. How much more so down here, in Olam Hazeh, where people are filled with different midos megunos, where we're filled with jealousy, where we're filled with hatred, where we're filled with enmity, where people have an eye and hara towards each other, where people are always ready to chas v'sham, take nechama, speak lashon hara, ma'im b'makom shein eva v'sinat tzrichin shalom, in a place where they don't have any of these struggles. They're not human beings. They need shalom. How much more so, sheyesh v'kal midas halalo, how much more so in a world, in a realm of existence, where we have all of these midos, how much we must strive to overcome and inculcate the midah of shalom into ourselves and into our lives. The Medrash is not finished. Rabbi Shimon Haya Omer, Ba'u re'e shelo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Rabbi Shimon says, come and see the midah, the approach, the way that Hashem acts is not the way that a human being acts. Why not? For many reasons. But specifically here, Malach basar v'dam kisheholeich l'mechama. A king of flesh and blood, when he goes out to war, hu holeich b'uchlusin uvigilyonos. When a king of flesh and blood goes out to war, he goes with a great army, with a great regiment, and he goes with the legions. He doesn't go out by himself. When the king is going to war, he takes regiments and legions to back him up. He has a whole army. U'kishaholeich l'sham, holeich chichidi. But when he goes to make peace, he could go out by himself because he's going in peace. He's not afraid of the person. He's going in peace, so he doesn't need the legions and the regiments to back him up. The basar v'dam, a human being, needs all of that backup when he's going to war. But when he's going for shalom, he just goes by himself. Aval midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino kein. But the midah of Hashem is not so. Kishu holeich l'shalom yotzei b'uchlusin uvigilyoros. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out for shalom, he wants to demonstrate to us how great is shalom. So he goes out with regiments and legions. Sheneh Amar, like the Pasuk says, Osa shalom b'mramav. He makes peace in the heavenly realms. Peace is so great that he takes all the angels with him. He takes all the legions with him. He wants to teach us how great it is. Everyone should be inspired to have peace like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukasiv Acharav, and it says after that, after it says Osa Shalom Bimramav, which is Eov 25:2, you see your funam. Right after that, it says Eov 25:3, Hayesh Mispar Legidudav, is there a number to his troops? So in other words, Osa Shalom Bimramav, Hashem makes peace on the heights, is immediately followed in Eov by Hayesh Mispar Legidudav, is there a number, meaning you can't count the troops of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see that when he goes out for Shalom, it is with a vast army behind him. But when God goes to war, he goes as a yachid. He goes by himself. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, by Bishalach Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem is the ish mechama. Bishmo hu nocham ve'eno tzarich liyesua. He fights by himself, and he doesn't need any assistance. But for shalom, which is so important, which is so essential, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes legions and armies and regiments with him, and he should teach us, so we should be part of that parade. We should be part of the army. We should be part of the legions that go out with God to make shalom. When he goes out for Mechama, he doesn't need to make such a big announcement, a big proclamation. He could go out by himself and take care of the enemy. But for shalom, we should be sure to be part of that parade. This past Sunday, my husband and I, this was the second year we did it. The second year we marched in the Israeli Day Parade. We have a son in Hank, and Hank marches in the Israeli Day Parade. So the parents have an option to march. So we ordered t-shirts for the school, and we marched. So the next day, my husband was in work. And he was at work, and I think he was talking to someone Hasidish in work. So yeah, Hasidish. He lives, I think, in Borough Park or Williamsburg, I'm not sure. So I don't know what happened. They were talking about what they did yesterday. So my husband said he went to the Israeli Day Parade. He says, they have a parade? So my husband says, yes. He says, my husband said, we marched. He says, you marched? Didn't know anything about it. It was very cute. We were smiling. You should be marching for peace, and you should go out with the Ribbono Shel Olam for peace. That's very dangerous, marching with peace today, political environment. I'm talking about with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You should go with God, with his legions and his regiments. And when Hashem goes to make shalom, he wants everyone to come with him. When he goes for mechama, don't take people along with you when you have to battle. Don't egg other people on. Just do what you have to do. Take care of the problem. You and by yourself, don't go spread the news. Don't go post it on WhatsApp. Don't go onto a website and talk Lashon Hara about other people. If there's a problem, take care of it. You yourself with that person. But when it's peace, get others to go along with you. There's a parade. Yes. The Medrash is not finished. The Medrash is not finished. Chaviv hu ha-shalom, shekol ma'isi mizchuyo sha'asa avram avinu, lo nashan tzcharo el ha-shalom, shenemar v'ata tavo el ha-vasecha b'shalom. How dear is peace. Avram avinu did so many ma'isim tovim. He had so many merits. But what was his reward for all of his merits? You need to make an announcement. I can hear.
Silver,
not me. I'm just going to get a handout packet so I can tell you while you're making the answer. Top of page three, first full paragraph. How great is Shalom? Avram Avinu did so many good things. He did so many ma'isim tovim. He adopted Lot. He converted myriads and thousands of people under Tachas Kanfei Shechina, Rashi to Bereishis 12:5. He davened for the people of Sodom and Amorah. He fed the malachim. He did so much. All of his ma'isim tovim and all of his merits that Avram did, what was his reward? Shalom nasan tzcharo el shalom. His reward was peace. How do you know? Because Hashem says to him by the brisbane habasarim, va'ata tavo el avasecha b'shalom. After brisbane habasarim, you will come to lay with your forefathers with what? Peace. And the Medrash says this was Avram's reward, the reward of shalom. V'chein ata motza b'Yaakov avinu, shabikesh mina makom shalom. What did Yaakov Avinu say after his famous dream? He has his famous dream in Bereishis Parachav Ches, and he wakes up and he says that Hashem should be with me. V'nasan li beged l'obosh lachem l'achol beged l'obosh v'shavti b'shalom el beis avi. What does Yaakov ask for after his dream? Bread to eat, clothing to wear, v'shavti b'shalom. I should return with shleimus. I should return with peace to the house of my father. So you see the importance of shalom by Avram Avinu. It's his reward. You see that the bakasha of Yaakov is for shalom. V'chein atam motze ba'aron. And so you find by Aaron, shalom nishtabach lufnei malkam el b'shalom. What was the greatest praise of Aaron HaKohen? The praise of shalom. Shen ne'amar, like the pasuk says in Malachi, brisi haisa ito hachayim v'shalom. God says, I made a covenant with the Kohanim, a covenant with Aaron. And what was the covenant? Life and peace. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. This medrash is so extensive. I already told you last week how much of the medrash I cut out. And the medrash is going through different biblical personalities, different places in Tanakh, and the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show us the fundamental importance of peace. Where are we up to? V'chein ata motzei b'Pinchas. Shaknasan tzcharo shalom. And also you find with Pinchas. What was the reward of Pinchas for killing Zimri and Cosby at the end of Parshas Balak, Perek Chafhei of Bamidbar? Zimri, Pinchas gets up. Zimri and Cosby are laying together and he publicly slays the pair. And what is his reward? The sugya continues into the beginning of Parshas Pinchas. Hinini no se no es brisi. He gives him bris kunas olam and brisi shalom. What does Hashem give to Pinchas? Shalom. V'chein am atamotze, shelo nimshela ha-Torah ela b'shalom. The Torah is compared to shalom. How so? Like the pasuk says in Mishlei, v'chol nesivoseh ha-shalom. All of her paths are Torah. So it's just really an unbelievable medrash. It describes the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the name of Hashem through the lens of Shalom. It describes the reward of Shalom for Bechukosei to those who keep Torah mitzvos. It describes those who love Torah, learn Torah, give tzedakah, Shalom in the heights, God going out with legions and regiments for peace. Now it starts to talk about our different avos, Avram's reward of Shalom, Yaakov's request for Shalom, Aaron's midah of shalom, Pinchas' reward for shalom. And now the Torah. The Torah is lo nimshala ela b'shalom. Shanamar v'chol nesivosah shalom. If a person is a Torah personality, but they are not a person of shalom, then something integral is lacking within them. I'm not talking about the mechamta shel Torah and the mechokah shehi l'shem shamayim. If a person is lacking in darchei shalom, then something is lacking in their Torah aspect of themselves. Henny Machlis tells this over, Allah HaShalom, in what's it called? Amuna with Love and Chicken Soup. There's different excerpts of Henny's Torah teachings. So this is a gray box. The gray boxes in that biography are Henny's Torah teaching. It's actually a teaching from one of my favorite Magidei Shir, Rabbi Zev Lev Shlita. So Rabbi Zev Lev teaches a very beautiful chiddush. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Shabbos Lamed Gimel, Aleph, 33a, about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son. They had to go live in a cave for 12 years. Why did they have to go live in the cave? What does the Gemara say? Because it's the time of Shema, the Romans are coming. First they hid in the Beis Medrash, and the wife would bring them food every day. But then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, wait a minute, Nashim Da'atein Kalos, their minds are light or weak, maybe the Romans will catch her. No, there's a big way to explain that. Don't be upset by that. Gemara, it's actually all based on Rabbi Zev Lev, but I can't get into it now because it's a whole other shir. But fine. Don't worry about that statement. Chazal hold this in the highest regard, as does the Torah, but it really is a whole shir, which I have, which I can't give right now, because then I'm never going to finish this. Even by June 22nd, I won't finish this. Okay. So they say we have to go live in a cave. Pam hayat tzadik gadol, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai shemo, hitchabe b'ma'ara yachad im b'no. I'm not going to sing, because people listen to this online, and I can't sing right now. And I wouldn't sing even if I could sing, because it's not my strength. Yachad im b'no, harol ma'im ha'rishim ratzula rogoto, aval Hashem b'rachamav hitzila. You don't know the song? B'meiran sham Rabbi Shimon ba'adoneinu bar Yochai. Fight. So they got to hide in a cave so that the wife, if she's caught by the Romans, shouldn't reveal their hiding place. And a carob tree grew for them, and a stream, and they hid up to their necks in sand all day. But they only put on their clothing when they came out to daven, and this is how they lived. After 12 years, they come out of the cave. Hey, Shabbos 33, Lamed Gimel. They come out of the cave, and what happens when they come out of the cave? What do they see? Farmers, plowing, planting, harvesting, grinding, people in the market selling goods, and they're like freaking out. We just were in this cave for 12 years. What were we doing? Only learning Torah. How could it be that there are people who do such mundane activities? Manichin chaye olam v'oskin b'chaye sha'a. What? You're putting aside olam haba, which is Torah, and you're involved in gashmius, in the marketplace, in bartering eggs for, I don't know, ears of corn. What are you doing? So they started to look around, and they started to burn people up. So Hashem was very upset. And Hashem said, did you come out of the cave to destroy my world? Go back to the cave. L'chariv olam yatzasem, chizru l'maroseichem. You came out of the cave to burn my world, go back to your cave. So they go back to the cave and they learn for another year. And then after the next year, they say that even the Rashaim don't stay in Gehenim for more than this amount of time, that's what the Gemara says. So it must be our sentence is over. They come out of the cave. And everywhere Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's son, Rabbi Elazar, looks, he starts burning things up. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai heals everything. He heals. Whatever his son burns up, he fixes. And he says to his son, my son, it's enough for the world. Dai la'olam, it's enough for the world. Ani va'ata. Me and you are enough. People need to go to the market. They need to barter eggs for milk. They need to barter Jaffa oranges for delicious sweet tomatoes. They have to be involved in planting and plowing and sowing and seeding and harvesting and fertilizing and grinding the wheat and going to the market. It's enough. Then, that's where the Gemara tells us they saw the old man, Hahu Saba. Saba's Aramaic, by the way, not Hebrew. Just FYI. Saba and Safta are Aramaic. Okay. They see an old man running with two twigs. Why are you running with two twigs? It's Erev Shabbos Bein Shmashos. And he says, one is for Shamar, one is for Zachar. And their minds were put at ease, and they see that people love Torah mitzvahs. Okay. Rabbi Zev Lev Shlita teaches as follows, as quoted by Hani Machas Alal. So we never heard Rabbi Zev Lev say it, but Hani Machas writes it and says it over in her teachings. If they were so intense that they're burning everyone up everywhere they look, so why did they go back to the cave for another year? Hashem should say, this is how Hani says it, go to the beach and put your feet up. You're way too intense. You learned Torah for 12 years. You can't understand that people need to go to the market. They need to go to the shuk. They need to go to the farmer's stand. So now go to the beach, book a trip to Florida, stay there for a year, and you'll take a, you know, you'll have a chill. That's what the kids say today. We're chilling. You'll have a chill, and you'll be more relaxed. Why does Hashem say, Chizu l'ma'aroseichem? Go back to the cave. They're going to become even more harif than they were already. If a person learns Torah and he doesn't understand how other people live, it's not that he learned too much Torah, it's that he didn't learn enough Torah. So I think we can apply this to what the Medrash says here. If a person comes out from learning Torah and he doesn't know v'drachei darchei Noam, v'chol nesivosei shalom, if a person learns Torah, but he does know that the path of Torah is ni'imus, pleasant, and he does know that the path of Torah is shalom, peace, it doesn't mean he learned too much Torah. It means he didn't learn enough Torah. Go back to the cave and learn some more. You're not harif enough in the path of shalom. You're not learned enough in the path of understanding. And bein adam l'chaveiro, it's not that you learned too much. It's that you didn't learn enough. And therefore, if a person claims to be a Ben or Bas Torah, but does not understand the Midah and the gift and the essentialness of Shalom, it means they didn't learn enough Torah. Why? Because the Medrash says, I just quoted it. Where was it? V'chein ata motza shelo nimshala ha-Torah ela b'shalom. Because what is the essence of Torah? It is compared to what? Shalom. Shenemar, drachei darchei Noam, a pasuk from Mishlei, v'chol nesivosei shalom. When we learn Torah, we should become people of ne'imus, pleasantness. When we learn Torah, we must become people of shalom, peace for others. V'chein atamotza, she'en akash baruch hu menachem esu shalayim ela b'shalom. The Medrash is still not finished. And so you find, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how does Hashem give nechama to Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim needs nechama. Yerushalayim is crying. We're not so far, Rachman al-San from Tisha B'Av. Yerushalayim's crying. Al eira ni bochia, eini eini yor damayim, ki rechak mimeni meishiv nafshi, ki gavar oyev, echa. She's crying. How does Hashem give nechama to Yerushalayim? Ela b'shalom, with peace. She'nemer, v'yashiv imi b'nivei shalom. Because Hashem says, Jerusalem will dwell with me in an abode of shalom, in a home of shalom. V'chein lo para min amanu mav, ela shemana meyam shalom. Furthermore, Hashem said that we're never allowed to accept Ammon and Moab. We must take revenge from Ammon and Moab because they withheld from us shalom. Like the pasuk says, lo tidro shlomam v'tovasam. Because of what Ammon and Moab did to us, peace is held back from them. Like the pasuk says in Devarim, you may not seek out their peace. You may not seek out goodness. So it's a punishment for the Rasha'im. We're not allowed to give them shalom because the withholding of shalom is one of the worst consequences. V'chein. And now the Medrash comes full circle. Remember, this is a Medrash on the pasuk in Naso, v'yasem lecha shalom. And after everything the Medrash has thus taught us, v'chein Yisrael misparchim b'chol yam b'shalom. And therefore, and so too, really Birkas Kohanim is supposed to be every day. In Eretz Yisrael, they do it every day. In Sfardi Kiyus. Oh, remember I told you there was a certain Rav who traveled when he came to Chutz La'aretz. He would go to Sfardi Minyanim so that he could have Birkas Kohanim every day. But I didn't remember the name. No, it was a different shir. It was a different shir. Okay, fine. Anyway, it was Rav Sham Shwadron. When he would come from Eretz Yisrael, travel from America, he would go to a Sephardi minyan every day. Why? Because he wanted to have the Birkas Kohanim. So it's the Ashkenazim communities and Chutzars that only do it on the Yom Tovim. However, really, Doraisa, how that minyan started, whatever, beyond my scope of ability to speak about. But Chayin Yisrael Misparchim B'chal Yom B'Sham Shenemar V'Yaseim Lecha Shalom. And after everything the Medrash has taught us, it comes along and it says, and so to Israel, they are blessed every day with what? Shalom. How do we know? V'yosim l'cha shalom. I'm going to add now a source that's not on your extensive handout packet. The reason is because Malki Sultan, she lives in Lakewood. She learns with me in different venues. She's not here. She listens to the Shir on Vayu Torah. So after she listened to the Shir, she reached out to me, and it's very interesting. She pointed out, she said, Michal, the last pasuk of Megillas Esther, if we remember about Mordechai HaTzadik, how does Megillas Esther end? So Birkas Kohanim ends with Shalom. We saw last time that the mantra says Birkas Kohanim ends with Shalom, Shmona Esrei, Amida ends with Shalom, the last bracha, whether it's Sim Shalom or Shalom Rav. How do we end our tefillah? With Shalom. How do we end Birkas Kohalim? With Shalom. How do we end our Birkas Hamazon? With Shalom. So Malki Sultan, I thank her very much, pointed out to me that the last pasuk of Megillas Esther, which is Perek Yud, Pasuk Gimel, Ki Mordechai HaYehudi Mishne LaMelech HaChashverosh, Mordechai the Jew was second in command, if you will, to HaChashverosh, the Gadol HaYehudim, he was great amongst the Jews, V'ratzui the Rav Echov, he was accepted by most of his brothers, Doresh Tov La'amo V'dover, you all know this because you've been hearing the Megillah every single year, V'dover, Doresh Tov La'amo V'dover, Shalom L'chol Zaro. How does Megillas Esther end? Mordechai Yehudi was second in command to the king. He was accepted by most, he was great amongst the Jews, accepted by most of his brothers. Rashi on that is very interesting. Doresh Tov La'amo, he sought out good for his nation. V'dover Shalom L'chol Zaro. He spoke of peace. He speaks peace for all of the progeny, all of his seed. So I'm going to, again, this is not in your handout because I added this subsequent to her email and I went to look up, of course, we know the last pasuk, but then I went to look up some of the commentaries and I'm actually going to quote the very end of Medrash Rabbah Esther, Medrash Esther Rabbah. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, what's the Chol Zaro? Musav al Amo, the Chol Zaro Amo. Listen to the Lashon of the end. Doresh Tov La'amo, he seeks out good for his nation, V'dover Shalom L'chol Zaro, and he speaks of peace for all of his seed. What is this speaking about? So Rashi says L'chol Zaro, Musav Al'amo. When it says Dover Shalom L'chol Zaro, it's referring back to the Chol Amo. So Chol Zaro is Chol Amo. So who does he seek out peace and goodness for? His entire nation, Musav al Amo, L'chol Zara Imo, to all the progeny of the nation. So that's who he seeks out good and speaks peace for. The Malbim says, Doresh Tov La'amo, says the Malbim to the Megillah, V'lo hisnahag imam bitokef v'chazaka, rak b'shalom uv'mishar. That's really what Rabbi Zav Lef is saying about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. V'lo hisaneg imam. How did Mordechai, now that he was a ruler and a leader of the people, how did he deal with the people? Lo his aneg imam hit naheg imam bitokaf v'chazaka, rak b'shalom uv'mishar. How did Mordechai act with the people? Not with a strong hand, not with a firmness, and not with a strictness. Rather, he acted with them with peace and with yashrus. Shalom uv'mishar. That's what the Malbim says. So then I went to look up Medrash Esther Rabbah. And I wanted to see what Medrash Esther Rabbah has to say on the last pasuk of the Megillah. It's amazing how Medrash Esther Rabbah ends. Okay? Medrash Esther Rabbah, you just have to listen. It's not in your packet. This was added after. How does Medrash Esther Rabbah end? Medrash Esther Rabbah, Parsha Yud, Simen Tesvav. It's the last teaching of the Medrash in the Medrash Esther Rabbah. It's talking about different attributes and blessings of Hashem that are increased in the world. Habracha biribui, God's blessing is abundant. Habracha, the blessing of God, biribui is abundant. Shenemar v'harikosi lachem bracha ad belidai. God's blessing is abundant, because the pasuk says in Malachi, he will empty upon us blessing. You can't even count how much blessing. So habracha biribui. Ma'i'ar blidai. What does it mean? Hashem's blessing is abundant until you can't even count without end. Ad sheyivlu sifso seichem lomar dai. Your lips will be worn out from saying dai. There's going to be so much bracha, you're actually going to say enough. Can't even imagine such a thing. When there's so much bracha, you say, stop giving me blessings. But that's what the Medrash says. Habracha biribui. God's blessing is so abundant that the Pasuk says, Malachi v'harikosi lachem bracha ad blidai. You're going to say, it's enough. It's enough blessing. Hashavach biribui. God's praise is abundant. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, quoting a Pasuk from Tehillim, God is abundantly praised in the councils of the holy angels. So the bracha is ribui, the shavach is ribui, the ma'asecha is ribui. His blessing is abundant, his praise is abundant, his works are abundant. How do you know his works are abundant? Pasuk you all know. Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem, kulam b'chach ma'asisa ma'alaretz kinenecha. So the bracha is ribui, blessing is abundant. The shavach is ribui, the praise of God is abundant. The ma'isim of God are abundant. Ma rabu ma'asecha. The last teaching of Medrash Esther Rabbah, what do you think it's going to be? Given what we're talking about. Hashalom biribui. How abundant is peace. Shenemar. V'chol banayich limudei Hashem. We already saw this Medrash B'midbar Rabbah. The last teaching of Medrash Esther Rabbah. Hashalom biribui. After it tells you that God's blessing is abundant, his shavach is abundant, his ma'isim are abundant, and now tells you his shalom is biribui. Shenemar v'chol banayich limudei Hashem v'rav shalom banayich. All your children will be students of Hashem. Your children's peace will be abundant. You all know this. Al tzikri banayich ela bonayich. Don't read it, your children. Read it, what? Builders. Why? Because those who are involved in cultivating peace are builders of Torah. It's so fascinating, but that's not the end of the Medrash. The end of the Medrash is going to quote six psukim from Tanakh, from six psukim from Tehillim, without even commenting on them, that all have to do with Shalom. It's unbelievable. It doesn't even need to comment. What is the lasting legacy of Mordechai HaYehudi? Doresh Tov La'amer V'dover Shalom L'chol Zaro. And after the Medrash tells you that the bracha is biribui, the shavach is biribui, the ma'isim are ribuim, it says, oh, you know what else is biribui? Shalom. But it's not enough to bring one pasuk to prove that, like all the other things that are ribui. The Medrash just randomly, I'm putting that in quotes, obviously it's not random, now quotes six psukim of Tehillim without even commenting on them. The Medrash says, Yehi shalom b'cheileich, shalva ba'amarosayich, may there be peace within your wall, serenity within your palace. Next pasuk. Laman achai v'ray adarbana shalom bach. For the sake of my brothers and my comrades, I will speak of peace in your midst. Laman beis Hashem elokeinu avaksha tavlach. For the sake of Hashem, the house of Hashem, I will seek out good. Next pasuk. Urei banim l'fanecha shalom al Yisrael. May you see children to your children, peace upon Israel. Next pasuk, shalom rav l'ohavei sorasacha ve'ein lama michshol. There's abundant peace for the lovers of Torah. There's no stumbling block for them. And the next pasuk, Hashem oz la'amo yitin, Hashem yivarech zon v'sham. The Medrash isn't even commenting. Chazal had too much ink. They're just bored. They just want to fill the blank spaces. They want to make the printing press take up a whole other page. It's a whole other page. It doesn't even need commentary. Habracha biribui, one pasuk to prove it. Varikosi lachem bracha ad bolidai. Hashavach biribui, one pasuk to prove it. Marbu masach Hashem, maisim biribui. Hashalom biribui. How do you know shalom is biribui? Because v'chol banayich limudei Hashem v'rav shalom banayich, al tzikri banayich el bonayich. At the end the Medrash says, Yehi shalom b'cheileich, shalom v'abram anasayich, l'man achai v'ray adabana shalom bach. L'man beis Hashem elokeinu avak shatav lach, u'ei banim b'vanecha shalom ha'yisrael, shalom rav lo'ov esor asach v'ein l'mon michshol, Hashem oz l'amo yitein, Hashem yavarech es amo b'sham. That is the concluding passage, the concluding words, and the concluding teaching of Medrash Esther Rabbah. What is the legacy of Mordechai HaYehudi? A lot of things. And Esther saved the people, played with the Shlichim of Hashem. But the final words of Megillas Esther are Doreish Tov La'amo V'Dover Shalom B'Chozar. And it's so interesting when you think about it, because how do we commemorate and how do we celebrate Purim? So much of what we do on Purim is to enhance Shalom Bein Adam L'Chaveru. It's not a day like Yom Kippur. I know it's Yom Kippur in Purim, Yom Kippur, I know. But it's not a day like Yom Kippur, where it's just you and the Ribbono Shalom, and you're bent over. You should be Tzekrach and Tzahargana. We should be clapping on our chayp, because we think of the Beis Din Shamala, and the scales in Shemayim, and the time of Ne'ilah when it's being stamped, and it's me and God. There are many people on Purim who take a tiny Sdibur. They don't speak, because it's not a day to, yeah, you should be polite, you shouldn't step on anybody, you should say good yantif when you pass someone in the street, but it's not a day of hachnasas archim, it's not a day of sharing a meal with somebody, it's not a day of eating together, it's a day of davening to the Ribbono Shel'olam and avodas Hashem. But what is Purim? Purim is a day when we go out of our way to enhance Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and to increase Shalom. And that is really one of the lasting legacies of Mordechai HaYehudi, who was Gadol, who was Mishnah L'Melech HaChashverosh, Gadol L'Rav HaYehudim, Gadol LaYehudim V'Ratzui L'Rav Echov. And that is what we do. We give Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu. Increase peace between people. We do Hachnasos Archem. We have people at our table. We give Matanos L'Avyonim. It's a time when we are supposed to increase Shalom. It's a legacy of Mordechai, and I think it's a new way of looking at the scroll of Esther. It's a new way of looking at Mordechai and Esther and what they brought to our nation. They didn't only bring salvation, they brought the gift and the teaching of Shalom. Ad kidei kach, that the Medrash ends by randomly just quoting six psukim without even commenting. Without even commenting. In Parshas Noach, we have two different stories of destruction. There are two stories of destruction. The more famous one is the Dor HaMabul. Parshas Noach begins in Perek Vav, Bereishis Pasuk Tes. Noach was an Is Tzadik, Tamim HaYabador, Asav Es Elokim Yisalech Noach. But the people, Kmala HaAretz Chamas Lefanai, Hinini Mashchisam Es HaAretz. So the people were very corrupt. They were bad. Rashi tells us which were the sins that they were involved in. Gili Arayos, Avodah Zarah, and Gezel. Stealing, petty theft. Petty theft. But Rashi says, which sealed the deal? Was it the Gili Arayos? No. Was it the Avodah Zarah? No. Lo nechtam gzardinam ela al hagezo. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Mala ha'aretz chamas lefanai. Rashi says, lo nechtam gzardinam ela al hagezo. Why was their deal sealed? Why were they going to be totally washed away and obliterated? Because they stole from each other. At the end of Parshas Noach, in Paragir Aleph, you have another story of destruction, and they are known as the Dor HaFlaga. And they were not destroyed like the Dor HaMabul. They were scattered all over the earth, and their languages were mixed up. Okay, let's look on your handout, please. We're on page 3 of your packet, in the middle of page 3. So the Pasuk tells us, Al kein karashma bavel, kisham balal Hashem sifsas kol arts, and misham hefitzam Hashem al pnei kol arts. Okay? So it is called Bavel, this place, because there Hashem mixed up the language of the earth, and there he scattered them over the face of the earth. Now, the first generation, Dor HaMabul, they were mamish destroyed. There was no one left, except for Noach, Nama, Shem, Ham, Yafas, and their three sons. There was no one, and the fish. There's nothing left. But the Dor HaFlaga, they were building a tower, Kaviyachas, if such a thing were possible. They rebelled against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem said, oh, you're fighting against me? It's okay. I'm just going to scatter you. And they weren't washed away, and they weren't destroyed, and they didn't die in a flood. Now, who would you think is worse? Who would you think is worse? The ones who are petty theft. Petty theft, says the Medrash. So, like, they didn't steal the whole bushel of apples. They went to the market, and a lady was selling 100 apples. They took one apple. What's one apple? They went into Costco and they didn't eat the whole container of grapes. They just took a few grapes. Now, halachically, does Costco expect you to eat the grapes? I don't know. It never rests well with me. If you're one of those people who do it, just ask a shayla. Maybe the supermarket expects you, but I really find this shocking. I really do. I'm not looking. My eyes are closed. I can't get over when I see from Yidden eating from the produce. And then sometimes you don't even buy that container. You put it back. Does the store expect you to eat the grapes? I'm not sure. Please ask your Rav if you're one of these people. Remember I told you last week, my husband, I didn't hear this year, but my husband told me, Rabbi Shai Schechter quoted the Rosh Yeshiva of Herschel Schechter Shlita, that have you ever gone to El Al check-in with him? So what does he say by El Al check-in? Have you packed these bags by yourself? No, I didn't. Are you taking anything for anybody? Yes, of course. I'm taking something for this and something for that. And he says, Daddy, you don't have to tell them everything. He says, I should lie. I shouldn't tell the MS. So Lamaisa, why was the Dor HaMabul, their din was sealed over petty theft? Gazo, he didn't steal the whole container of apples. One apple, she has 99 left to sell. Who cares? 12. If 100 people steal only one apple, how many apples do you have left? Zero. Okay. But these people were building a tower to rebel against Hashem. Lamaisa, every person only stole one apple. Okay. Let's look at Rashi. I'm in the middle of page 3. Umisham hefitzam, and from here God scattered them. Li meid she'ein lam chelak olam haba. In other words, the first thing that Rashi tells us, which is not the focus of our shir, that they were scattered. In other words, they're scattered from the next world. They do not have a portion in the world to come because they were kofrim be'ikar. They were trying to rebel, if you could, such a thing, go to war against God. Okay. V'chi ezo kasha. But which is worse? I'm in the middle of page 3. Shaldar mabu or shaldar haflaga? What's worse? The sin of petty theft or the sin of rebelling against God? Eilu lo pashtu yad be'ikar? The dar ha-mabul were not kofrim be'ikar. They were just stealing one apple. Ve'eilu pashtu yad be'ikar lehi lochim bo. If such a thing is possible. And these ones, the dar flaga, were building a tower to fight God. Could you fight God? I don't think so, but they thought they could. Ve'eila nish tefu. The Eilu nevdu mina olam, but these ones who only stole one apple, petty theft, lo nechtag zardinam el al gezel, what happened to them? They were obliterated, destroyed, washed away, corpses floating all over. I'm not trying to be gory, just think about what it means. When you looked out of the chalon ateva, tzohar tasel ateva, there's bodies floating all over the place. They all died. And these ones, okay, they had to move to a new place. Fine, it's not so convenient, it's not so easy, but many people move and you could start all over again. Allah Shadar Hamabahaya Gazlanim Bahaisa Meriva Benehem. You might be familiar with this Rashi, it might not even be a Chiddush, but it's so powerful in the context of these almost 2 hours that we've been speaking, and this is very text-based. Yes, I'm adding in a little bit of hashkafa, but these shiurim are so text-based because look at the focus of the Torah and Chazal, the Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh, on the importance of Shalom. We need to take this Torah. We're coming up to Tammuz. Tisha B'Av is not so far away. Rachmana Litzlan, it should be a Yontif. It's not so far away. We need to somehow, each of us in our own lives, I'm talking to myself, figure out ways to enhance Shalom. Pick one person that you need to work on with. Work with it on. One person, one midah, one attribute between you and God that you feel is lacking Shalom. Whatever it is, every person. It's not what a Chazal spending so much time talking about Shalom. They have too much ink, they're bored, they want to sound like a broken record, so they bring you more and more examples. The end of Medrash Rabbah is unbelievable. It's not even commenting. After it tells you the bracha is ribui, the shavach is ribui, the maisim are ribuim, the sham is ribuim, it quotes 7 random sukkim without even commenting on sham. Why? Because they have nothing better to do? We have to somehow integrate this into our lives. Chazal are giving us tremendous musar, but they're also giving us not only musar, a tremendous blessing. If we would but listen and somehow every single one of us make a small change in some aspect with one person, in one relationship, to enhance shalom, imagine what would be if everyone does one small change. What did Avram get? What was his reward? For all the maisim tovim v'ata tavo el avosecha b'shalom. What was Pinchas' reward? Brisi shalom. What's Aaron's blessing? V'yosem l'cha shalom. What is the essence of Torah? Shalom. What is the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara, you're not allowed to say, but may Samerchatz, shalom. So you would think that the Dor HaMabul should be not washed away, and the Dor HaFlaga, who are called for in Be'ikar, should be destroyed, but that's not what happened. Allah should Dor HaMabul hayu gazlanim, v'haysa miriva b'neihim l'kach ne'evdu, but the Dor HaMabul were robbers, They were stealers. They were bandits, thieves. And therefore, there was quarrel. I don't know. Let's say you have two thieves fighting in the market. I got the apple first. No, I got the apple first. I'm going to the black market. No, I'm going to the black market. So they couldn't get along because of the thievery. Lakach ne'evdu. Shahaisha miriva beinehem. There was quarrel between them. And so they were destroyed. The elu hayu nohagim ahava v'reis b'nim. They worked together. It's true. They were rebelling against God, but they worked together. There was ahava, love, v'reis, and friendship b'nim shenemar, because the pasuk says, I gave you the footnote, safa achas u'divarim achadim. They all spoke a common language. They all had one goal. They spoke one language and one word. Lamadita sheshanui hamachlokis v'gadol hasholom. Machlokas is despicable. It is hateful. It is horrible. It brings galus. It brings churban. It destroys families, communities, the Beis Hamikdash, our land. Shagad shesanui hamachlokas v'gadol hasholom. I want to quote something very interesting that I came across yesterday. And I just thought it was so interesting. I didn't even have time to... I sent myself an email. I didn't even have time to... Like, I came across it very late last night. But I think it's such a beautiful way to end... To end today's shiur. I don't know if anybody saw this. Okay. I don't know if anyone saw this. But it was a post that went viral. Where did he post this? On social media, post that went viral. Chadashot HaShkopim reported an Israeli media post, social media post that went viral. And there's a screenshot of the post, which I'm going to read you. It's in Ivrit. You saw it? Yeah, yeah. Okay. So it's a secular Israeli who is writing this post. There's a picture of his post. And it's called Tisat HaShalom. I could send it to you. You could go Google. You could probably find it yourself. He calls his post, he names it, Tisat HaShalom. Nesiat Tovah, Linsoa, Tisat HaShalom. This is a journey of peace. We're on a trip of peace. What is this guy, right? This secular Israeli. Etmol Chazarti me Hungaria. Yesterday I returned from Hungary. And while we were on the plane, kalatati kvutzot bachurim datiim matchilim nechalek ugot v'chatifim b'li hagbala l'chol nosim. We're on this plane back from Hungary, and all of a sudden I see these groups of charedim bachurim, and they are starting to give out cakes and snacks without borders. In other words, they didn't say, are you wearing a kippah, have a piece of cake? Are you wearing a shtreimel, let me give you a drink? They went to all the passengers, l'chol anosim b'li hagbala. Okay? There's Doctors Without Borders. These were Haredim yeshiva boys without borders. And they're going to everyone. This is written by a secular Israeli. And the reason I'm ending with this is it's a beautiful story, and it's an amazing Kiddush Hashem, but it's so interesting to me that he calls it Tisat HaShalom. Let's see it. You can go Google, you'll find it. Let's see, there's a picture of it. So, but Mahalacha Tisa, Kalatati Kvutzot Bacharim Datim, Matchilim Nechalek Ugot V'chatifim, B'li Hagbala L'chol Anosim. I translated that already. Bahat Chalacha Shafti, in the beginning, writes a secular guy, I thought, Shehish Dagu, they're Meshuganes. I thought, they're crazy. That's what he writes. Va'az heim amu, shezel lizchut eza admor misuyam, shehim chazu me'akever shelo ka'et. Then they said, no. Why are they giving out shrayim? Why are they giving out drinks and snacks on the plane? They just came back from the cave of a certain admor. They went to visit the cave of a certain gadol in Hungary, and they want to do this as a zchus for the aliyah neshama. They just returned. The kacha admar haya noheg as gam osim kach. And this certain chassidus rabbi, whose cave they're coming back from, used to give out shnayim. He probably had a tish, and he used to give out cakes and snacks and drinks to his chassidim. So in the zchus of this admar, whose cave they just came back for, these charedim bachrim on the plane announced, that's why they're doing this. Chazru mea kever. Oh, I read that. Lo avar chamesh dakot. Not even 5 minutes passed. He migshu l'dayalim u bigshu lirchush et kol hashtiyah. Al chashbonam, v'hitchilu lechalek kosot shtia l'lo hagbala, v'kach olech v'shuv b'chom alech atisa. Not even 5 minutes passed. They go over to the flight attendants on the plane. They say they want to buy all the drinks on their own tab. And they start to divide the drinks without borders. And so they go the whole rest of the journey. Kol kach hitragashti. I was so moved. I was so impacted. I was so emotional. Kol kach hitragashti meham chaza. I was so moved by this scene. Shehitzati lahem, she'ashleim lahem. What did he offer to do? Ani rotza l'shalem. Shehitzati lahem, I offered, she'ashleim lahem et kol ha'hatzaot ad shekel ha'acharon. Ad shekel ha'acharon. I want to pay every last dollar, every last dime for those drinks, said the secular guy. V'heim lo hiskimu lakachat mimeni pruta. They did not even agree to take an agura from me. They would not even take a penny. Nishbalacha. And now this secular guy says, and this went viral. Nishbalacha, I swear to you. Sha'ad shilsham, until yesterday. Ad shilsham, ad hayiti zoch. Nishbalacha. Listen to this. Sha'ad shilsham, ad hayiti zorek otam me'achalon shel ha'matos. May Rob Shalo Yachalti lihistakel aleihem. Be'einayim bechal. He says, until yesterday, terrible. It's just not this guy. This guy's a courageous person. He's secular. People know who he is. He's a very courageous person to say, actually, I love my fellow Jew. But he admits, he says, listen, I swear to you, until yesterday, I was ready to throw them out the window of the airplane because I couldn't even look at them with my eyes at all. Etmol, by yesterday, hikarti uchlusia chadasha lo'omek v'heivanti shehatmuna legamrei acheret. Yesterday, I recognized an entirely new scenario and the depths of what I understood. This is an entirely different picture. Chashuvli shetifarseim. I realized I have to publicize this lo'od anashim kamoni. To other people like me. It's called Tisat Shom. I thank Hashem. The only reason I was checking the news is I was very, whoa. Yesterday was insane with the weather, but really it just reminded me so much that Hashem is so in charge. We think we're so successful, we're so powerful. Technology, medicine, science, we conquer the earth, we go to the depths of the sea, we go to the moon. Hashem says, you think so? I'm going to inundate your area. There's going to be smoke from fire 700 miles away. I was just very taken with the grandeur. Rabbi Zev Lev points out, Hateva equals Elohim in Gematria. They both equal 86. Don't try it, Elohim, with a kuf. I tried that and I'm like, why isn't this working out? You have to put in a hey, okay? So I wanted to know what the weather was going to be today, if it was going to be the same like yesterday, even though they couldn't predict, whatever. But I really, it's so basher, because Hashem helped me find this. It's called Tisar Hashem. I'm going to take 1.5 minutes to read it. If you have to leave, I understand. Again, in Hebrew without translating. Tisat Hashalom. Etmol chazarti mehungaria. Uba malacha tisa kalatati kvutzot bachurim datiim matchilim lechalek ugot v'chatifim belo hagbala beli hagbala lochol anosim. Batchala chashavti shahish dagu. V'az heim amu shazalus chud eza admor misuyam shem chazu me'akever shlo kait v'kach admor haya noheg az gam osim kach. Lo avar chamesh dakot. Heim nigshu ladaliyim ubikshu lerchush et kol ashtida al chashbonam v'yitchidu lichalei kosot shtia l'lo hagbala v'kach oleich v'shuv b'chom aleich atisa. Kol kach hidragashti mehamachazeh. Shehitzati lahem, she'elam lahem, she'ashalem lahem et kol ha'otzot ad ha'sheko ha'acharon. V'heim lo hiskimu lo kachti mimeni pruta. Nishpalacha. Sha'ad shilsham od hayiti zorek otam me'achalon shel ha'matos. Meirav shelo yachalti listakel aleim be'inayim beklal. Etmol hikarti uchlusia chadasha la'omek. V'heivanti she'atmuna legamrei acheret. Chashuv li she'tifarseim la'od anashim kemoni. If we act b'darchi shalom, How great is the Torah, says the Medrash. Because what is Torah? V'chol nesivoseh shalom. If we want to be true, b'nei and b'nos Torah, if we want to practice what we learn and what we love, then we have the capacity to make unbelievable mekadshei shem shamayim in every one of our actions. And if we don't live b'sham, go back to the cave. Because if you learn Torah and don't understand other people, it doesn't mean you learned too much Torah. It means you didn't learn enough Torah. Because what is the essence of Torah? Dracha darche no'am v'chol nesivoseha shalom. Okay, there's two more weeks. June 22nd is the last class before we break before the summer. So we have class, Bezor Hashem, June 15th and June 22nd. No, June 29th. Have a wonderful day, everybody. And Shabbat shalom. Thank you so much.